This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. In Malaysia, it's estimated that an average of 37,000 tons of waste is generated every day, with most of it piled up at landfills. In Kuala Lumpur itself, an average of 1.5 kilograms of waste is generated per person per day. And it's estimated that an average of 20,000 tons of rubbish is collected annually from the Klang River, including plastic bottles, cans, and other forms of domestic waste that could have been recycled. So although we're always encouraged to recycle as much as we can, I think only about 5% of the garbage produced in this country ends up being recycled. I imagine a lot of us are actually confused about what can be put in the recycling bin and what can't be put in. You know, even in the BFM office, you know, people are asking, can I recycle this tissue? Can I recycle this this old plastic food container? So today, what I thought we'd do is a quick 101 on what you can recycle. And to start things off, let's go with plastic. So according to Vincent Chung, someone who we interviewed on Earth Matters a while back, he's the founder of the social enterprise Urban R Recycle Plus. So there are 7 types of plastic, but in Malaysia, it's only practical to recycle 3 types. And plastic recycling is generally governed by numbers 1 to 7 in those, you know, those cute little arrow triangle symbols, which I'm sure everyone is familiar with. So it was the US-based Plastics Industry Association, formerly known as the Society of the Plastics Industry, that established this classification system back in 1988 to allow consumers and recyclers to identify these different types of plastics via a code or number that is usually molded at the bottom of each plastic product. But do you actually know what those numbers mean? If not, here is a quick cheat sheet.
Those little triangles molded into the bottom of plastic items are called SPI codes. There are 7 in total and are designed to help us recycle and dispose of each different type of plastic. SPI code 1 indicates products made from polyethylene terephthalate. PET plastic is used to make many common household items like beverage bottles and peanut butter jars, and makes up about 96% of all the plastic bottles and containers in the United States. SPI code 2 identifies plastic made with high-density polyethylene. HDPE products are very safe and can withstand extreme heat or cold, making HDPE perfect for milk cartons, shampoos, and detergents. SPI code 3 is made with polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. PVC can be harmful if ingested. It is not recycled often and most commonly found in plumbing pipes. SPI code 4. Items made from low-density polyethylene are safe for food storage and tend to be durable and flexible. LDPE is used to make plastic wrap, sandwich bags, and squeezable bottles. SPI code 5. Plastic items made with polypropylene. This type of plastic is used to make syrup bottles, plastic diapers, and prescription bottles. When recycled, polypropylene is used to make ice scrapers, rakes, and other durable items. SPI code 6 is polystyrene, more commonly known as styrofoam. Polystyrene cannot be recycled efficiently. Therefore, items like disposable coffee cups, plastic cutlery, and packing peanuts can be harmful to the environment. In fact, this material accounts for about 35% of U.S. landfill materials. SPI code 7 is used to designate miscellaneous types of plastic that are not defined by the other 6 codes. Plastic DVDs, baby bottles, and medical storage containers are often SPI 7. And there you have it. The next time you flip over a milk jug or a bottle of water, you'll be an expert.
So here in Malaysia, plastics under the categories of 1, 2, and 5, or as we heard just now in the video, PET or PETE, and number 2, which is high-density polyethylene or HDPE or PP, are 99% recyclable. And the other types are definitely more difficult due to a lack of supporting facilities in this country. So just going back to what Vincent Chung said, the rest depends on the availability of recyclers because it is not cost-effective to recycle those types of plastics at the moment. So most of these types of other plastics that were mentioned cannot be recycled in Malaysia, basically due to a lack of infrastructure. So that means things like your plastic bags, you know, still not really recyclable here in Malaysia. I think one of the most common things that, you know, it's found floating anywhere, you know, you go to a beach, you see it in the drain, the Klang River, plastic bottles. So how do you best recycle those? Some best practices include you can squash bottles to save space, and you need to empty and rinse those bottles because leftover foods or liquids can contaminate other recyclables. And if the bottles contain liquid, they may or not be recycled as they are deemed too heavy by the automated sorting process. So liquid and also liquid can damage the machinery in these recycling centers. And you can leave on the labels as these will be removed in the process. How to recycle things like your plastic pots, your tubs, your trays, you know, these are like food packaging. Well, a quick rinse will do because leftover food residue can contaminate other recyclables. And labels and lids can all be left on, but plastic film must be removed and put in the general rubbish bin. Things like Ziploc bags and plastic grocery type bags, they are not widely recycled because, as we mentioned earlier, they can get caught in the sorting gears. I was reading in grocery stores in the US and the UK, they can be recycled at specific locations, but I couldn't find any here in Malaysia that offered that. If you know of any, please do get in touch and let me know. We would like to, you know, we'd like everyone to know that. So the best advice would be always to bring your reusable bags, to use your reusable plastic containers or food containers, you know, when you go and buy food from outside. Just generally reduce your waste and stop using things like straws and all of that. Other things you can do is to not buy plastic toys or to not, there's just so much plastic everywhere. So, you know, the simplest thing, of course, would be just to reduce your use of plastic. After this quick break, we're going to look at how best to recycle paper and more. You are listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. We're doing a quick show on recycling today, a far from comprehensive one, but we hope it helps. Earlier, we spoke of the best practices to recycle plastic, and now let's look at paper. So before we get into that, here's a quick 101 on what actually happens when paper is recycled.
Recycling paper and card reduces energy use and CO2 and diverts paper waste from landfill, where it rots and produces harmful greenhouse gases. Paper mills make a variety of papers from different recycled material. To start the recycling process, paper and card is collected, sorted, and graded. At the paper mill, it is pulped in a tank containing water and some chemicals which separate the fibres. It is screened to filter out paper clips, labels and other debris, and then cleaned by being spun in a cone-shaped container. Colouring agents may be added if required, and the pulp mixture, which is 99% water and 1% fibre, is then pumped on the paper machine. It is sprayed onto a fast-moving mesh, which forms the sheet and removes much of the water. The paper is then pressed to remove more water before passing through a series of large heated rollers until the correct moisture content and thickness levels are achieved, and is then wound onto huge rolls. The large rolls are then divided into smaller reels, packed and stored until they are dispatched for further processing into newspapers, cardboard boxes, writing papers, or toilet rolls.
So when it comes to recycling, bigger is always better. Items smaller than your fist generally cannot be recycled, and this is because they tend to fall through the sorting machinery and end up in waste. So the general rule is that only items larger than your fist can be thrown in the recycling bin, otherwise it's general rubbish. So paper is a very valuable recyclable material, but only when it is clean. So paper that can be recycled include things like newspaper and supplements, magazines, brochures, catalogs, your white paper, you know, computer paper, letters, even things like telephone directories, stuff you get in the junk mail, flyers, envelopes, even those with the clear plastic window. Those are the things that can be recycled, but not recommended for recycling include paper that is stained with foodstuffs, grease, paint, or dirt. So things like greaseproof or baking paper or even your kids' paintings. A definite no-no is hygiene and sanitary products like nappies and wipes and sanitary towels. Used paper towels, tissues, definitely not. Cotton wool, makeup pads, wet wipes, all definite no-nos. They cannot be recycled. Things like sticky papers, your post-it notes, your sticky labels, or even your paper tape, also in the no-no category. Non-paper gift wrap or bags. So these are things like foil-based gift wrapping. They can't be recycled either. Your sweet packets, your wrappers or crisps. Nope, can't be recycled either. Wallpaper and decoration paper also can't be recycled. For brown paper, this should be recycled with card because it causes brown flecks in the new paper that is going, you know, after the whole recycling process. So if it's brown, then you need to do it with your cardboard boxes. So general rules, if you scrunch the paper and it doesn't spring back, then it can be recycled. Many people flatten their cardboard boxes to make their own lives easier because it allows them to squeeze more into their recycling bins. But this simple process also really is really helpful for your recycler. So flattened boxes help with the sorting process and prevent machine blockages. So essentially, just remember that all paper can be recycled except the really small stuff like shredded paper. So if you're done with an old book and you can't find it at home, either you can always take your book to the secondhand bookstore, of course, or you can put it in the recycling bin. If you've got a stack of textbooks clogging up your office, they too can be recycled. But remember, just steer clear of chucking in contaminated products like paper towels or tissues, which should go in your general waste bin. So as for some other items, here's a quick list of things you can and should recycle. Aluminium, steel, and tin cans, they recycle like a dream and basically have an infinite recycling life, meaning they can come back as other aluminium products forever and ever. But please resist the urge to go all college freshman and crush them before they hit the bin, because crush cans can miss the sorter and end up in the landfill. All you need to do is wash them and leave them pristine in the bin. And remember, of course, to rinse them well before you recycle them. Another thing that is great for recycling is anything made from glass. Just like aluminium, amber, emerald, and clear glass have a near infinite recycling life, which means it can just keep coming back as glass. But you know, don't let that stop you from repurposing them for, you know, different types of items like, you know, gifts and things like that. You know, there's always some creative things you can do with bottles. But if you don't want to do that, definitely recycle. Another huge thing now is, of course, e-waste. And most recyclers accept e-waste. And lots of items fall into this category, including alarm clocks, CD, DVD players, game consoles, small kitchen appliances like kettles, toasters, and blenders. There's even personal grooming products like your hair dryers, straighteners, electric toothbrushes and shavers, even down to things like your garden tools like lawnmowers and shredders, and smaller items like lamps, torches, vacuum cleaners, phones, radios, TVs, printers, cameras, smoke alarms, everything. All of these things can be recycled. It's easy to check if an electrical item, toy, or game is recyclable. If it reached the end of its working life, simply ask the following questions, and if the answer is yes to any of these, it is recyclable. Does it have a plug? Does it use batteries? Does it need charging? And does it have a picture of a crossed out wheelie bin on it? So if the answer is yes, then it is definitely recyclable. There are many, many, many organizations now accepting e-waste. You know, just do a quick search. You can find them. One that I go to is, of course, Urban R Recycle Plus with Vincent. He will take all your used electrical items. But just remember, for peace of mind, do remove all your personal data from things like your computers and from anything that has your personal data on it. And as for clothes, well, it's estimated that Malaysians produce almost 2,000 tons of textile waste a day. So that old t-shirt or pair of jeans that you plan to throw away makes up about 5% of solid waste that ends up in our landfill. So why is this a problem? Well, as textile waste decomposes, it releases methane and dyes and chemicals present in fabric and other components of clothing and shoes can leach into the soil, can contaminate our rivers, our waterways, and possibly water used for our own personal consumption. So there is an organization there are several organizations, but one in particular is working to keep fabrics out of landfills, and that's Cloth Cares. And they accept any kind of fabric, you know, even your old but definitely washed clean undergarments. You can look them up at cloth, that's cloth.com.my. They have set up several bins across the Klang Valley where you can go and drop off all your unwanted material. Even things like your old curtains, old bed sheets, you know, as I mentioned, your old undergarments. Just make sure it's washed clean and you can drop it off there. And they are doing a wonderful job recycling all of that and keeping it out of our landfills. So just to conclude, here's a reminder of stuff that you should not recycle. So don't recycle soft plastic packaging like candy wrappers, chip packets, your salad and frozen vegetable bags. None of that can go. Plastic shopping and Ziploc bags, also a no-no. Anything smaller than a post-it, even if it's made from a recyclable material. So remember, it needs, the bigger the better in that sense. You can't recycle paper with metallic, glittery or velvety accents. And I think this is something else that I see quite often happening in my office. Food contaminated containers, you know, things like your greasy pizza boxes. The box itself is probably recyclable, but the grease kind of renders it unrecyclable. So the same goes for your paper container that had whatever form of takeout. If the container is a straight cardboard or paper with no plastic or styrofoam coatings, it can be composted. If it's plastic, it can be cleaned and reused or recycled. So why is it that you can't have food? Because when paper especially is recycled, it's mixed with water to form a slurry. And since oil and water don't mix, the food grease and the oil float to the top of the slurry, mingle with the paper pulp, and basically render the whole batch unusable. So there is no point to do that. So there's so much more that we can cover, then we will continue to do so in future episodes of Earth Matters. So do keep listening. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always download the podcast on our BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, or you can even find us on Spotify. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.